This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are in resistance. It's Alice Jones.
So we are in downtown El Paso with the remnants, what is left of what was once more than 3,000 illegal immigrants in this small downtown area, probably no more than a 10-block area, 3,000 plus of them smushed in here. And it was so bad that even local residents and local businesses who normally are able to walk the streets in peace are being forced to lock up and deadbolt access to their homes, their apartments, their businesses, because it's been so out of control. But Mayorkas sent Border Patrol down here last night to round up as many as possible and get them out of sight, anticipating that the media was on their way down here. So there's a lot of similar things, like the Manila envelopes that you can see here that they have, and that's where all their information is, their bus tickets, plane tickets. If there's a language barrier problem, there's instructions written out for them in English and in a Spanish translation. And what we've learned is that they just write them a citation to appear in court. Their court date isn't for 3 years. Most of them never appear in court, disappear, go back and forth over across the border a dozen times. It doesn't matter. Now, they're also getting fed and clothed. As you can see here, they're going through some clothes by the local Catholic charity groups that are down here, just like what we saw in the Rio Grande Valley and McAllen and others. They also provide them with three meals a day, hot food. They come down here, and they basically get to take their pick out of bags of clothing, as you can see here. And then they have food services that come by and give them three hot meals a day. But as you can see, what is left in this alley, just a day ago, this whole alley was filled with people just shoulder to shoulder, not just this alley, but multiple alleys around here, all down the street corner. So the Biden border invasion is still on, but Mayorkas is trying to make sure that the American people and that the media can't cover it accurately, specifically right here in downtown El Paso. We are here with an El Paso resident who has witnessed the crazy activity here for the last 48 hours and beyond, really. Let's first start by asking you this. When did this area of El Paso starting becoming overwhelmed with the illegal immigrants?
Well, it's been, gosh, over a month, you know, a couple weeks. I mean, it's just build and snowfall, snowball effect. But it finally, they just started cleaning up last night. They started moving them out. You know, according to people I talked to, they just started telling these people, hey, we'll get you in line for your registration paperwork. Take this packet and, you know, we'll move you on and get you out of town.
But we hadn't seen or heard of that until last night, really?
More or less, yes. Yeah, yes.
And you, but you were also telling me that you witnessed the same thing before Biden came to town. So it appears that the Biden administration and Mayorkas don't want the media being able to report on what's actually happening here.
Yeah, they did the same thing right before Biden came to town. They had a little roundup and moved them out. A lot of it's a lot of smoke and mirrors, but it works. You know, the public perception, you know, the American people just don't remember too much. And
well, and now the media is down here too late. Most of them didn't see the scenes from the last couple days. We're expecting it to get crazy again. What are the local residents talking about? I mean, is this a big story here locally?
Yes, locally it is. You know, it's more of a human catastrophe, but, you know, we're seeing it in town on different streets, just, you know, at the bus stops, just people roaming around, walking. I mean, it's everywhere. You can't miss it. Come to El Paso. Of course, right here, they really cleaned it up. I'll give them credit. They cleaned it up real good.
Now, do you expect them to try to clean it up permanently, or is it going to kind of remain trash like this, or are there going to be more illegals coming in? What do you expect?
Well, there's going to be more. I mean, they're just wading across. But in my humble opinion, they clean it up because you guys are coming to town. With the media, you know, if there's nobody to, you know, see anything, there's no story. But there will be a surge again. It's definitely coming.
We'll be here to report it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Elephant Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support. You're receiving this transmission. You are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Dead kid. Knock him dead. All right, here's what's happening. Owen Schroyer from the Texas-Mexico border in El Paso joins us in about 25 minutes from now. I'm going to open the phones up the third hour after he leaves us, but man, I am sitting here looking at this news, and it is just crazy. But for TV viewers, I first wanted to just show you an image. This is Dianne Feinstein, who's refused to step down, has been missing for months and months and months in Congress, finally was seen popping back up for the first time, and look at her. This is literally a globalist skeksis holding on to power, and that's what we're up against. People like her and Biden and all of these globalists, these are slaves of Satan. But they're willing to commit the crimes, and they're in control of the Justice Department. But they're not all 100 years old. Some of them are like French President Macron, who reportedly had a relationship with his wife when he was 14. His wife's 25 years his senior. And reportedly was a child sex slave. Now, that's come out in the news. And François Mitterrand, many presidents before him back in the 90s, literally pledged himself to Lucifer publicly and had the Louvre designed with 666 pieces of pink glass, the pyramids. But now, the French government put up in public what they call art. And these are big, giant paintings. And I'm going to go ahead and show the unredacted stuff. This is in public in France. I'll show the unredacted one. Yeah, back it up. There you go. Of children with their hands bound behind their backs being raped by an adult man. The children look like they're about five. So, somebody threw purple paint on it. And the president of France came out and said it's wrong to do that. He didn't criticize leftists when they throw paint on things for greenhouse gas emissions or whatever. They go attack Van Gogh paintings of sunflowers. But this is just terrible. So he comes out and he's defending it. French President Macron condemns vandalism of art piece promoting pedophilia.
Macron defends art piece featuring what appears to be a child, two children actually, in bondage performing fellatio on an adult male figure. French President Macron raised eyebrows this week after condemning the vandalism of a vile piece of art accused of promoting pedophilia. I don't think it's accused of promoting pedophilia. It is. And these are the type of books that Chelsea Clinton promotes for elementary and middle school students, like Gender Queer, where it shows even more graphic images of adults having sex with children. So Macron felt like he should put out a tweet about this. On May 8th, when we celebrate the victory of freedom, I condemn the act of vandalism committed yesterday at Palace de Tokyo, Macron tweeted Monday. The attack, a work, is to attack our values. In France, art is always free and respect for cultural creation is guaranteed. Really, you arrest people for their nationalist views or criticizing Islam. BS. It's a direct attack on freedom of expression, which is quite serious, added French Minister of Culture Rima Abdul Malik. I love how the head of French culture is not even French. On Sunday, an elderly vandal spray painted artist Miriam Kahn's painting, F Obsession, inside the gallery in Paris. The perpetrator of the spray attack, described as elderly according to the source close to the case, was unhappy with the sexual portrayal of a child and an adult presented in the painting, but was not affiliated with an activist group. Times of Israel reported. So the media has reported like this person's bad for not wanting a public display of pedophilia. The piece features what appears to be a child in bondage performing fellatio on a male figure. The piece, which has been on display since February, was condemned in March by a group associated with Lawyers for Children, who argued the painting should be taken down for representing rape of a child, a naked child bound, being raped. Kahn, meantime, maintained her painting depicts war crimes in Ukraine. Yeah, right. This painting deals with the way in which sexuality is used as a weapon of war, as a crime against humanity. Sure. Lawyers for the Children sued to have the painting removed on grounds of the French law forbids the exhibition of pornographic representation of minors, according to Alternet. And, of course, the new big Cannes Film Festival winning movie is about kids being raped. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not just raping them sexually. They're raping them with the transgenderism, with the chemicals, and the mutilation. And then, of course, we've got this. Infowars.com. Senator Ron Johnson, we have evidence Hunter Biden paid sex trafficked prostitutes, that's kidnapped women, a lot of them look underage, and the media isn't looking into it. Then there's pictures of him naked, sitting around with his nieces and nephews in sexual poses. I mean, just these people are sick. During a Tuesday interview, Senator Ron Johnson asserted that congressional Republicans have unequivocal proof that Hunter Biden paid tens of thousands of dollars to an international sex trafficking ring for prostitutes with money given to them by their father. Senator Grassley and I, in our September 2020 report, laid out as much evidence as anybody would need to lay out of the Bidens is corrupt. Johnson told Fox News, adding that it was well known that President Biden would be highly compromised, but the corrupt media ignored it and censored it. Yeah, I've looked through the laptop as much as I can stand. It is grisly. Absolutely grisly. But that's who these people are. Biden's family tried to hide $10 million in foreign payments. That came out days ago, and the FBI is now blocking congressional subpoenas for more documents. FBI refuses to give Congress informant file alleging Biden took bribes as vice president. We have the damn recordings and his text messages talking about the payments, talking about the bribes. It's all open and shut. But they're setting the precedent to commit whatever crime they want, whenever they want, however they want. And we are supposed to just sit here and absolutely take it. But don't let them break your will. This is about you giving up, about it being so overwhelming you think you can't stop it. They're turning the whole world off what they're doing. People are having really awakenings of conscience. More information is coming out, and they are grinding to a halt. They're imploding the universities. They're destroying the blue cities. They're destroying the borders, doing everything they can to bring us down because they believe they'll be on top of that collapse. But in the end, the pit they've dug for us will be the pit that they themselves fall into. Now, I want to get into the manipulation of statistics. We all know they do it. But starting with J. Edgar Hoover and his problems, modern statistics began to be kept, and he was one of the top statisticians in the world, at least the system he set up was. And you could really go off FBI statistics. Cities famously would cover up crime. The FBI would give you a pretty accurate number. No statistics perfect, but they were seen as some of the best numbers in the world by insurance companies, you name it, who have to bet on those numbers. Well, starting 2.5 years ago when Biden stole the election and got in, they started manipulating numbers and not counting numbers, but now they've ordered the FBI not to use crime statistics. Well, you use crime statistics to know where crime's happening and how to stop it. I mean, everybody knows that. This is, again, beyond defunding the police. And it's bigger than just censoring us and surveilling us. It's about censoring the reality of what's going on to feed us lies. We're going to come back, talk about that, and then Owen Schroyer joins us from the Texas-Mexico border straight ahead. Please share the link. You are the Paul Revere's. Band.video. We'll be right back.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Yes, every free nation on earth, and as not many, is under attack. Yes, the corporation CS has done animals that are coming after our very lives. But humanity is waking up now more than ever. All right, here's the article. It's on Infowars.com from InformationLiberation.com. DOJ seeks to ban FBI agents from using crime stats in law enforcement. Attorney General Merrick Garland wants to ban FBI agents from using crime statistics to guide or inform law enforcement activities. The Daily Caller exclusive DOG proposal would ban FBI agents from using community crime statistics in law enforcement doc shows. A Justice Department draft proposal for updated anti-discrimination guidelines would prevent FBI agents and other federal law enforcement from using crime statistics in law enforcement activities, documents obtained exclusively from the Daily Caller show. Now, there's obviously a thousand angles to this, but imagine not being able to have crime maps of where to put police. I mean, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is about total information control, not just censorship of you, but censorship of the real data that can be put in computers. These are the people programming the AI. It's why it's so woke. So dangerous. The documents were provided by a source familiar with the proceedings who requested anonymity due to fear of professional retaliation. Again, the good news is tens of thousands of whistleblowers now. The DOJ's new policy would expand restrictions against the use of protected characteristics in law enforcement activities, including the use of facially neutral factors as proxy. That's why the media, when a brown person commits a crime, won't say what color they were. We're looking for a man, but won't say what color he is. If it's a white guy, they say it's a white guy, but they want if they're black. For certain protected characteristics, FBI agents and other federal law enforcement officers would be banned from using a person's actual or perceived race, ethnicity or gender, nationality, national origin, religion, sexual orientation, sexual characteristics, disability status, or gender identity in any degree the documents show. So if it's literally a black or brown person who just robbed a bank, you have 10 witnesses, they cannot put out in an APB that it's a 6'2" black man wearing a purple shirt. Now, you've already seen the media do this for decades. You've already seen it build your crescendo, but now it's being codified into the documents that the Daily Caller got. In fact, I meant to print those documents. You guys link through and print me the documents. I forgot this morning when I sent you to do that. A specific example cited in the document is high crime areas, typically subject to aggressive law enforcement. Directly or indirectly using protected characteristics to find suspects reflects and invites bias, making it prohibited by the proposed DOJ guidelines. They go on to say tattoos that certain groups like to have. Don't look at that. So MS-13. Officers and agents should not use statistics about arrest rates, particular communities, when making decisions about where and how to focus on their activities. So let's not tell officers, when they're being told to serve warrants by a federal or state court, this is the most dangerous zone in the city or the state. This is where the most police get shot. Two police officers got killed here last week. You're not supposed to say that when you go into this no-go zone, Islamic area, whatever it is, that's like in Europe. England did this like what the UK did this a few years ago. They said, we're banning statistics in these areas. Because it came out that 98% of the kidnappings and rapes were being done by Asian men. But they weren't Asian men. They were Pakistani men who do it as a business. And I'm not saying all Pakistanis do this, but it's a fact that they don't respect women as a culture on average and that sex trade goes on there and that the majority in many towns, 90%+, was Pakistani men. It wasn't Saudi Arabian men. It wasn't all the Muslims doing it. It was Pakistani men as a business. As a business. So it just goes on. Prophecy scissors are inherently biased and unreliable, and using them reproduces the very discrimination the DOJ policy is designed to eliminate. The documents continue. That is propaganda. That is brainwashing. And look at this. Another article on Infowars.com. Elites manufacture fake hate crimes as pretext for mass spying, blacklist, and censorship. They say in these documents, whether it's in New Zealand, Germany, or the U.S., all the same ADL propaganda, that white people committing racial crimes is the number one crime. When you go to the statistics, they won't give it to you, and of course it's all made up in lies. But in 2.5 years, we haven't gotten new statistics because Biden's blocked them. But up until 2.5 years ago, we had the statistics. But I'll ask everybody out there, it's not about attack on anybody. Do you really believe white people, per capita, per 10 white people versus 10 black people, per 1,000 white people versus 10,000 black people, do we really believe the FBI that the majority of crime per capita is committed by white people and that it's racially motivated? That is preposterous. I'll say it. Go around the country. Most of the white people that are young and of the age of committing crimes are video game heads and couldn't pick up a bowling ball with both hands. The idea that there is a scourge of white people running around raping, murdering, and killing black people is preposterous, but they're blocking the numbers and putting out fake numbers that it is an epidemic, and the number one crime in America is a wave of white supremacist killings. Yeah, last year, some, or 2 years ago, some lunatic went into a black grocery store and killed a bunch of innocent people. Terrible person, working with FBI informants and former feds and all this. I mean, it's terrible. You had a guy 5, 6, 7 years ago, whatever it was, go into that church in South Carolina and kill innocent black people. That happened. But statistically, it is incredibly rare. But I could sit here and show you today 50 new videos of black people shoving white people on the subways and black people shooting white people for no reason and beating them up because, well, they're white. They deserve it. I mean, whites are bad, and the media teaches it, trying to manipulate black people to do this. The majority of black folks aren't doing this. They're wonderful people. We love everybody. But we need to challenge racial attacks on any group and say it's wrong. And I'm going to explain the inside baseball here, the fourth dimensional operation. And everybody gets this. This is not even that complex. When white people continue to get attacked everywhere and no one does anything about it, they're going to become racist and anti-black. Just like the police slow roll into black neighborhoods now because they know they're not going to have backup and they're going to go to jail. They protect anybody. You hear the Chicago scanners with the police saying, okay, let them kill each other. We're not going in. And then who's the number one victim of black crime? Black people. The number one victims of this racism, state-run, divide-and-conquer, are black people. And I'm not some white liberal up here trying to kiss black people's ass or feel sorry for people. And, oh, look, the poor black people. That's who's being targeted. Yeah, a lot of whites are getting chewed up. A lot of bad stuff's happened to Hispanics at the hands of crazed black racist mobs. But those mobs are groups of young people brainwashed who are not an indicative cross-section of the black community. And the black community is pissed off and wants crime control and wants police. It is the leftist media and the leftist-controlled, Soros-controlled prosecutors and city councils that are cutting off the police to our underserved neighborhoods. And it is a plan to implode the country using the black neighborhoods at the center of the blue cities. All right, the great Owen Schroyer.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
So, the Border Patrol is not our enemy, and we're working with the highest levels of the Border Patrol, but they've been ordered to help smuggle people across and to cover up the numbers. At night, they load them on thousands of buses across the U.S.-Mexico border, hundreds in Texas, and shipped to the military bases to be loaded on planes and flown to different parts of the United States. So the Democrats sign them up, put them in sweatshops, sign them up for welfare, take part of their paycheck, and take the whole welfare check that's come out. They are making more money than the smugglers are off of this each year. And Owen Schroyer and our team got on the ground yesterday in El Paso. They have knocked it out of the park. They have filed more than 30 reports that are at band.video in the Biden border collapse crisis page that I'm going to have linked under the live show feed right now. It's up to you, the listeners and viewers, who are amazing, to go get the videos, the ones you think are the most important, and upload them to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You are the reason we're reaching tens of millions a day right now, because the listeners realize you are not the tail, you are the dog. You are in control. You decide how high the amplification is on this broadcast. So go now to band.video. Top link on the front page of InfoWars.com to the Biden border collapse page, where it's got to be 30 videos 30 reports. Our crew has filed. They'll be there right through this weekend. I want to play a short clip of one of the confrontations where he goes up to an area where they're staging, they have the drone footage, thousands of illegals right across the border. The border fence is inside the U.S. They simply try to come and show it. They're told, get out of there by the Border Patrol. Let's play a little bit of that clip and then go to Owen Schroyer.
So I'm not allowed to stand in America.
No,
I'm not allowed to stand in America.
Right,
I'm not allowed to report in America. He's not allowed to talk to the media. But criminals, rapists, pedophiles, yeah, murderers, foreign nationals, millions of them can come across the southern border all day long. Yeah. And our law enforcement, right, our government right pays for it and facilitates it. I can't even stand on American ground without getting harassed by so-called law enforcement.
All right, the full report is on InfoWars.com. Owen Schroyer, we're going to him live on the border, there with the Trump's border wall that was never completed, behind him, to give us an update in the last 24 hours on what they've discovered there in just the El Paso area. InfoWars.com, host of the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays, Owen Schroyer.
Well, Alex, then let me just tell you, we have two more incidents now, very similar to that clip that you just played that happened this morning. Those videos are coming on band.video as we speak. But, Alex, before I get into the details of what we're learning about Biden's border invasion and the collapse of the southern border, I want to really focus with you for the rest of this segment, because we tend to lose the forest through the trees, and we tend to focus on a lot of the noise and forget the signal. Alex, we have to have a serious discussion. We don't have a country anymore, brother. I mean, we really don't. We got to be honest about what's going on here. We've got a foreign agent in the White House who's opened our southern border. I mean, this is so clearly an economic bomb. This is so clearly an attack on the United States of America. It's unreal. There's only one way. This gate, I'm at gate 42 right now, Alex. There may be a press conference out here. We're waiting. We don't know. There's thousands that they're processing right behind this gate right now. And this is a one-way street, Alex. It's a one-way street. You can come in, but nobody can come out. We should be asking some serious questions when that's going on. We don't have a border. We're supposed to fight a war against Russia and Ukraine. And the president of the United States takes millions of dollars from foreign countries. Alex, I don't know if I want to sit here and say America's dead. America's probably on life support, and it can come back. I mean, America coming back is inevitable. America will be back. We will restore the republic. It's just a matter of, are we going to accept the situation we're in here? I mean, how many illegal immigrants have to come in? How many times do you have to sit here and witness the one-way path, witness Americans getting harassed, witnessing media getting harassed? How many billions of dollars do we have to give to Ukraine and illegal immigrants while Americans are suffering economically? How many more years do we have to have a foreign agent in the White House? So that's the larger issue, Alex. That's the real signal. Agenda 2030, Cloward and Piven, the Great Reset. You've been covering it for years. It's here. We've got about 10% of Congress maybe that understands that. We have three presidential candidates right now that I think understand that, RFK Jr., Vivek Ramaswamy, and Donald Trump. So we're getting a foot in the door. We're getting a wedge against this globalist system to try to destroy the United States of America. But, Alex, we can talk about Title 42. We can talk about Title 69. I mean, we can talk about it all. This is an attack on America. The border has been wide open for every year Biden has been in the White House, and there is an invasion going on. That is it. Forget Title 42, folks. They can sign Title 42 back into existence or burn it in the White House lawn. It doesn't make a damn difference. They're still coming in, and they're never going to stop. And even Greg Abbott, who's trying to make an effort, he can't stop it either. And he ends up just busing them deeper into the country. Still,
because once they know the border's broken and the UN sets up the migrant invasion centers, just like with Europe, there's no way to stop it. And then you see the blue cities, New York, Chicago, complaining about all the illegal aliens and no jobs, nowhere for them to live. And their answer is house them in hotels. I mean, this is crazy.
America is turning into an open air refugee center and prison at this rate. Now, Alex, let me tell you about what we're learning today. They have this illegal immigration pipeline so down to a science. It's what we're calling it now is the migrant valves. They can switch the valves on. They can switch the valves off. So when nobody's in El Paso, they turn the El Paso valve on, and you see them all rush to El Paso. We saw the thousands in the streets. Well, then the media showed up,
And then Mayorkas said, oh, no, no, there's nothing to see in El Paso. And they cleared out the streets. They turned off the valve. And then they turned the valve on in Brownsville. And now there's the tens of thousands coming in through Brownsville. The tens of thousands coming in through the Rio Grande Valley. Now the media is going there. So I won't be surprised if they close the valve on that and then turn it back on El Paso when the media goes to these other cities. They have this thing down to a science, Alex. All the way down from Central America in the Darien Gap to the Mexican border.
And let's be clear, the same head UN NGO that ran the Europe invasion the last 12 years is officially running it in Texas. The Border Patrol, they all take orders from an NGO.
And Alex, I mean, look at this. We got Border Patrol out here. We got media members out here. We're all great Americans. Hey, our country's being invaded, you know. Our country's being overrun. It's kind of a big deal. I don't know, Alex. Just an invasion going on.
Yeah, let's be clear. The state police, the National Guard, the Border Patrol, they're just there under orders to facilitate processing them in.
Literally. I deal with more harassment. I have more restrictions on me than these illegal immigrants. I mean, we have it on tape. How many times do we have to put it out to the world? It's unbelievable. And yes, we have now discovered the reason why you don't see all the thousands of the people on the streets in El Paso is because they're putting them on buses back there and driving them out of these gates deep into the heart of Texas. It's a three-card money, Alex. It's a three-card money. The globalists, the Democrats, they have this illegal immigration pipeline down to a science. The biggest human trafficking operation on the face of the planet. And we're just supposed to sit here and take it. We do.
And remember the Senate report last year Obama was in admitted they knowingly placed tens of thousands of children with child traffickers and pedophiles. Now the numbers are off the charts. And we were told by high-level sources 20,000 pedophiles released by Biden last 2.5 years in Texas alone with 30,000 children. Up to 2 children per person. They catch them with pedophiles, and Merrick Garland, the attorney general, will not allow prosecution.
And that doesn't even count the 80,000 unaccompanied minors that have gone missing. And Alex, let's not forget. Let's have a memory here, because most of the media will want you to forget. Remember what happened in Ohio when that woman had to cross state lines to get an abortion? Well, what did the story ended up being was, she was basically pimping this girl out to other illegal immigrants, is what the story ended up being. And so they buried it. Oh, she had to go across state lines to get an abortion. Look at the oppression. Look at how bad Republicans are. And then people dug into it, found out she was a minor, and it looked like the boyfriend or client of the lady she was living with. And all of a sudden it was media silence. That's what happens to these kids, Alex. It's heartbreaking. This is a humanitarian crisis, and it's all about collapsing the United States. It's all about ending sovereign nations, bringing in the one world government. And look, they could claim a pandemic started. Oh, 6 million illegal immigrants come in here untested. Tuberculosis, polio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back. We're showing drone footage in El Paso that our crew shot and that we're putting out. If you go basically anywhere and by a city on the Texas-Mexico border, this is what you see across the border. Mile after mile after mile after mile after mile of it. Owen Schroyer is on the Texas-Mexico border in El Paso. He has a local and some folks who wants to interview. Yeah, Owen, take over this segment. Interview the local. Why don't you walk around? Just go ahead and take over. This is a 10-minute segment. Go ahead and just take over. Give us a tour.
Sure. My new friend Jesse here is a local. He's also a veteran and a great American. And so come on over here, Jesse. Let's get you in the frame quickly. So you're a local here. What have you witnessed since Biden got into office? I mean, I know it's been a big story the last couple of weeks, but even since Biden got into office, has there been a significant difference just in the activity in El Paso?
Oh, most definitely.
Absolutely.
We've seen a lot of immigrants come in and out. We've seen buses, white buses, unmarked buses, loading in downtown, Greyhounds, El Paso limousines. Who knows where they're charting them? And now we're waiting until midnight to see what actually happens. This is getting bad. I've never seen El Paso in this state. We have porta potties everywhere, trash, immigrants crossing the border. I almost hit one actually about 3 days ago.
Oh, see, Alex, the dirty Americans have to move again. All right, hey, Alex, the dirty Americans. Are we good over here? All right. No, donde estoy? I don't know where I am. All right, we're good to stay here. All right, go ahead.
First of all, nice to see you, Alex, and thank you so much for everything you do for us. Yes, as I said, this country has been in bad state ever since Biden got into office. Our economy is bad. We have thousands and thousands of veterans like myself that served in the streets and all that. And yeah, instead of helping them, they're helping illegal immigrants.
Wow.
So I said, that's the taxpayers. We're not getting anything. These people come over the border. They get free phones, free income, setting them up in Holiday Inns and all that. I don't stand for that. And
we don't hear enough of that, actually. We don't hear enough about how many veterans are struggling right now. And you know what? We're not supposed to be a charity.
Yeah. What about the $150 billion to Ukraine?
But yeah, $150 billion to Ukraine.
We got to protect Ukraine's border.
But they ignore veterans.
Yeah, that money going to Ukraine, that's money laundering at its best, in my opinion. I mean, what else can it be? you know, and...
And we're supposed to protect Ukraine's border, but not our own.
Exactly. And unfortunately, it is where we are, but I'm sure I'm not a Tony veteran that's pissed off here, and I'm sure we're going to stand up and fight. I mean, this is not going to go down easily. I mean, I'm sorry, but we're not going to put up with it. I mean, this is our city, and this is our country, and every country has a border, and we have to stand up and defend it.
Ask you about Ukraine. We're supposed to spend billions to support their border. Meanwhile, I've read about the crime wave. It's bad all over the country, but the crime wave of the border, as they say, is record level. Ask you about the crime.
Yeah, Alex wants to know about the crime that you're seeing in El Paso.
Oh, most definitely. It's gone up. We've seen a lot of shootings, a lot of robberies, home invasions. And like other people that I talked to, it's going to get worse before it gets better unless something's done about it. I mean, these people are coming in, pouring in. We don't know who they are. And among that, we have all these immigrants coming in, and most of them, we don't know who's gang members, MS-13 and all that, you know? Just like what happened probably a month ago in Florida, this Uber driver, they delivered food, and MS-13 driver... they dismembered him, they killed him, and it was an immigrant. So, who knows? I mean, what's going to happen? No, all we got to know is we got to be looking over our shoulder constantly now. As you can see, there's houses over here. All they got to do is jump over the border.
Well, we're hearing about that. We're hearing about people that live down here having their houses broken into, stolen items out of their vehicles.
Yes, my mother-in-law lives right here on the street, Midway, and she's alone. She's a widow and all that, so, yeah, I hand her one of my handguns. She needs protection.
Oh, but then the Democrats want to take that away from us.
Good luck with that.
Why do you suppose that it's like a total pincer attack? Any other questions, Alex?
No, just any final comments he's got, and then walk around, Owen. Give us a tour there.
Yeah, final comments. All right, Alex, we'll walk across here. I'm just going to let you know they're going to try to stop us, so I'm going to have to walk across this. I'm not going to be able to just stop, but I'll walk across the other side of this with you, Alex, and we'll talk. Jesse, just final statements about everything you're witnessing. Come on. Final statements, Jesse, for Alex. He just wants to hear your final thoughts.
Well, there's both sides of the party here. We got people that are for it, and me and myself are against it. But these people, I don't know, I think they're bought and paid for. So, I mean, it's useless. All I have to say is that we have to stand up as one. Alex Jones, I followed you since 1990. You've been correct to the point. We're fighting against the New World Order is what it is.
Yep, that's the deal.
God bless you, brother. We love
you. Bless you. Thank you for your service, man. Okay. Appreciate your time. So, Alex, let me just give you a quick lay of the land here. So this is Gate 42. There's a bunch of people being processed behind here. Now, obviously, you know, Border Patrol and law enforcement say, oh, we're not allowed to talk to the media, right? That's what they always say. We're not allowed to talk to the media. So earlier this morning, we were told there was going to be a press conference over here by agents about a mile and a half down. Now, I don't think that press conference is going to happen. And I think people around here are starting to lose belief that that's going to happen, too, though they are still waiting. But we have seen the buses coming out of here. So that's exactly what we suspected. The reason why you don't see thousands of people in downtown El Paso is because now they're just being bused deeper into America. So they get on the bus in Juarez, and then they just go out into the heart of America. They're not being dropped off at that Catholic church anymore, which was
so
kind of like
their
home.
So that's what 42 expiring means is direct pipeline now, not even a speed bump.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you wanted to take it to the technicality. Yeah, Alex, I think that that's probably the best way to put it. Yeah.
So now, no speed bumps, no nothing, just boom, straight in.
Totally, 100%. And again, I mean, we're just supposed to accept it, right? We're just supposed to accept it. 6 million illegal immigrants. You know, I was told, and I never actually checked the numbers on this. Maybe the crew could, and this would really tell you how ridiculous it is. I was told that there's more IRS agents than Border Patrol agents. Again, I'm sure you could easily fact check that. I was told that earlier today. I didn't have time to look into that. But if that is true, I mean, it just tells you everything. The American people are the bad guys. The American people are the ones under attack. We have to pay for all this crap. We have to pay for some war in Ukraine. We have to pay for an illegal immigration pipeline. We just got to pay for everything. We can't even get our roads cleaned up. We can't even get potholes fixed. We can't even get airports that are nice. We can't even get subways that are safe. We're supposed to pay for all this other crap all day long. And we just put up with it, Alex. And we just put up with this. And here's what happens. The people that don't put up with this, and this is why everybody else lives in fear, Alex. People like you, people like me, people that don't put up with this, they see what happens to us. We get censored. We get financially attacked. We get legally attacked. We get politically attacked. We get arrested. So, I mean,
and I mean, Owen, you're not a victim. You're not whining when you say this. You're a champion, a fighter. But they're still trying to put you in jail for being outside January 6th, trying to keep people from going in the building. You had to get special permission from your pretrial probation officer to even go to the border.
That is correct, Alex. And we can get into the other issues that we have to deal with just operating as InfoWars. Quite frankly, that's your story to tell, not mine. But if people knew, they'd be amazed. But yeah, it's not about being a victim. It's about showing people the real world. It's about showing people the world that they live in. Stop denying it. Stop burying your head in the sand and accept that this is the current state of the country.
And understand, we are fighting for you because we're fighting for ourselves. But you got to know, this isn't a game. You know, say what you want about Michael Jackson, but I was reading the lyrics to his song Beat It just this morning. But it just describes every bit. Guys, print me the lyrics to Beat It. Because we got to beat this thing. It's a double meaning. Like, we're going to run away or we're going to beat it. You're going to beat it, you got to beat it. You're going to either beat it and run or you're going to beat it. And folks, it's only going to get worse until we decide to be a man and beat this thing.
That's it exactly, Alex. And that's why they don't want manly men. That's why they want feminist men. That's why they want men that chop their balls off. Because they know those are the type of men that stand up to this stuff. That's what they do. So they got to make an example. So I can't tell if you like what I'm saying or dislike, but it's
somebody
funny.
Trying to
so
talk to you, bring them on screen.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to comment on the air? We got millions of viewers right now. So here we go. What situation don't I know about?
Where are your ancestors from?
What does that have to do with anything?
It has to do with your hate towards migrants.
Okay, so she wants to know, my hate towards migrants. My family came here in the 1690s. They were farmers in Pennsylvania for about 100 years until they dispersed.
Yeah, and people were migrating.
Oh, so we were on stolen land, Alex.
Years, I can shout just as loud as
so,
you
okay,
can.
So here we go. So why don't...
This isn't a conversation.
Will you pay more in taxes?
I honestly don't want to have a yelling fight with you.
Ask her what she thinks of all the kidnapped children being given to pedophiles.
What do you think about the kidnapped children that come across the border?
That's terrible, but there's a lot of kidnappings happening in this country, too.
So it's okay because there's kidnappings in America, so we should have more at the southern border. So it's Trump's fault?
You're saying the kids Trump kidnapped when they came across the border?
He says Trump kidnapped the kids.
There's tons of kids.
You know Joe Biden showered sexually with his daughter when she was a preteen?
Do you know that this is
what does that have to do with what you're talking about?
You bring up Trump, you make up stuff about Trump.
Hey, tell them we're going to break, Owen. I'm going to come back to these people. Tell them we'll give them the floor. Let her talk. Let her talk.
Okay.
Tell her she's going to have the floor.
A Republican Democratic issue. This has been happening.
Right, it's an America issue.
Yeah, the UN wants open borders. Oh, and I don't want to hear your Native American thing. The Native Americans were all killing each other and demanding it. And I'm part Native American.
It's not open either.
Hold on, let this idiot. Hold on. Tell her, wait 1 minute. We got to go to break for 1 minute. We'll let this person talk. Owen, when we come back, stay with us. Just let him. Hold on, we'll be back in 60 seconds. Tell her, just stay there. Tell her, wait. Tell her, hold off. Give her the floor. Let's hear from this person when we come back. Tell her, hold on. We're back in 60 seconds. From the Texas-Mexico border, El Paso. And as usual, we got brainwashed women leading the collapse.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.